For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Let's go to the phone now. We have Jeannie from Dixon City. Jeannie, I have about a little over 2 minutes.
Okay. So first of all, I think that your comments about Medicare and Medicaid are a slap in the face to a lot of people who live in this region who use those, which are primarily low-income and seniors. And I'd like to know where you're getting that illegal immigrants are getting those benefits, because they don't qualify for them.
Well, they do. They are qualified for emergency Medicaid. Undocumented immigrants do. They also qualify for CHIP options in Pennsylvania. This is in Pennsylvania, and
right. CHIP is for children, though. CHIP is for children.
Also
CHIP
includes undocumented children.
Yeah, any children. Like
okay,
children,
so it covers undocumented immigrants, doesn't it?
Okay, undocumented children. They're born here, so they're citizens. And I'm going to ask you also, what do you think cutting those benefits is going to do to the hospitals and healthcare systems in this region who depend primarily on payment from things like Medicare and Medicaid?
Well, then they should get a better model that doesn't depend on payments for illegal immigrants from Medicare and Medicaid, because I'm not talking about people who deserve Medicaid and Medicare, but you're saying illegal immigrants don't get it, but they do. They get get emergency Medicaid. They do. Their kids get CHIP. And they also have expanded the definition under the Biden administration to where he granted temporary legal status, and they qualify for Medicaid.
I work in healthcare. It's not true. It could not be further from the truth. I really wish you would stop saying this, and you say stuff like this every single day.
Well, it is true, and you know it's true,
because
immigrants don't get emergency Medicaid. That doesn't cover their emergency rooms.
They don't.
Yeah, they do.
Emergency room care is covered under the law. Anybody, they can't turn people away. It has nothing to do. You or I could go to the emergency room.
Undocumented immigrants in Pennsylvania can access emergency Medicaid, which covers treatment for emergency medical conditions, and Medicaid pays for it.
Okay. If they can't sign up for Medicaid. They don't pay into it.
Medicaid pays for it, doesn't it?
No.
It doesn't?
Medicaid doesn't. They do not. I don't know where you're getting this from. Can you cite your source? Can you give us proof? Because you never seem to be able to do
that. Yeah, the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services website, Pennsylvania Health Law.
They don't qualify for these benefits.
I'm reading it direct from the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services website.
They don't. You love to throw that around. Again, and you're saying that these hospitals should just get a new model. So you're just saying that you know, people, you know, like Geisinger and Commonwealth Health should just get a new model. Like, that's not solving the problem. What is this going to do to the hospital systems when those benefits get cut, as they just did? What is your solution to the people who work for those health
well,
systems?
Well, I think your scare tactics are just that. And if they're relying on payments only from Medicare, then yes, maybe they need to deal with their own costs.
They have their own costs. But the majority of the patients that come through Geisinger Mount Pleasant, in Scranton, receive Medicare and Medicaid, and a lot of them are senior citizens.
And if they're not not able-bodied people and they're disabled and they deserve the program, it's not going anywhere.
But who's to say who deserves it? Again, like
who gets it and who doesn't.
No, it won't. If people are going to die from this. Yeah, well, people like my mother who has cancer.
What hospital do you work for, Jeannie? What health group do you work for?
I'm not disclosing who I work for.
I figured that as much. Jeannie, thanks for the call and your opinion on the case. I think you're wrong and you think I'm wrong, and that's where we'll leave it. All right. Jake, we'll leave it there. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 510, 82 degrees here on this Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. And if you caught the tail end, and I was up against, actually we went a minute into the 5 o'clock hour, and I'm glad we did. You know, I think what Jeannie said needed to be heard. I'm not going to get her to agree with me, and I am definitely not going to agree with her. So she wanted me to cite my source, saying what I'm saying is just untrue, that illegal immigrants do, in fact, collect Medicaid benefits. So here it is. pa.gov/services/DHS/apply-for-Medicaid-benefits. This is the official Pennsylvania.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Website to apply for Medicaid. And if you scroll down, and listen, I put all this on my social media. It's on my Facebook right now. You could look at the site yourself, look at the validity of the site. And again, on this page, overview of Medicaid and PSA and PA. Apply online using the Compass system. General eligibility requirements for Medicaid. Income limits for specific eligibility groups. Medicaid for children with special needs. Application process. Apply for Medicaid. Frequently asked questions about Medicaid. And contact. That's the drop-down menu on the side here. So I put it all on my social media so you could click on the link and see for yourself. But Jeannie says she works in healthcare and she knows undocumented immigrants don't qualify for Medicaid or health benefits. But when it came to CHIP and illegal immigrants, well, they're children. They're a separate entity. And I'm not saying cover or don't cover children, but illegal immigrant children are collecting Medicaid under CHIP. Simple as that. Refugees are collecting Medicaid under the program. And here's direct from the website. I will read verbatim the quote. Your citizenship. Now, this is the criteria. It goes your Social Security number, your PA residency, your citizenship. Medicaid is available to United States citizens, refugees, and lawfully admitted non-citizens. Here you go. Other non-citizens may be eligible for limited medical assistance benefits if an emergency medical condition exists. U.S. citizens, refugees, and lawfully admitted non-citizens may need to submit documentation providing U.S. citizenship or lawful non-citizen status if their citizenship can't be verified through electronic sources. So, yes, emergency services are covered by Medicaid. CHIP covers illegal immigrant children. And under the Biden administration's expansion of temporary status and refugee status, which has now been revoked, they were covered under Medicaid. So has that been revoked by Medicaid yet? Because they are pushing back on this administration on letting the Medicaid rolls be reviewed. So don't say that illegal immigrants are not collecting Medicaid benefits. They are. And if your hospital conglomerate is so dependent on illegal immigrants gaining Medicaid in those payments, able-bodied adults that collect it that should be doing other things now, or people who no longer qualify under the law, because that's what's going to determine who gets Medicaid and who doesn't. Like she asked, the law dictates exactly who. If you're an able-bodied adult, you don't have children, you don't have a disability, you have to either do voluntary work or work a certain amount of hours a month. If you no longer qualified under the expanded definition that Medicaid used during COVID that should no longer exist, well, yes, you will not get it. You have to ask yourself, why are these state entities, these hospitals, so dependent on this demographic who's getting it? But remember, they are not getting it. But as per the pa.gov/services/DHS/apply-for-Medicaid-benefits website, which I have put a link to on my social media, they do, in fact, just what I said. They get it via CHIP. They get it via emergency services. And we all know how the emergency rooms are abused for regular routine medical care. But it's covered. They are covered under Medicaid. And people under the last administration who had that temporary refugee status or that lawful, you remember they were giving it to everybody that's now been revoked, thankfully, well, they should no longer be getting Medicaid. Simple as that. So there's the site. I put the link on my website so you guys can go look for yourself. But remember, Somebody who works in healthcare said it's not true. I guess the Pennsylvania.gov website for Medicaid is lying to you. Apply for Medicaid benefits, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, helping Pennsylvanians access high-quality healthcare and supportive services to live an enriching, proactive life. I'm also getting text messages from people who also work in healthcare who are saying they do indeed get covered by Medicaid. So make your your own decision, and there it is. But to say it's not true, well, okay. If you want to say, well, it is true, but the hospitals depend on those payments to survive, okay, well, then have that argument. It's as simple as that.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.